Hey, Hicken here. Thanks for checking out the 1010XL On Demand. It's brought to you by Kuhn Flowers. Locations on Beach Boulevard and in Ponte Vedra. Kuhn Flowers wants to be your florist.
This is The Sports Den with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
Friday night. This has been a very long week. Excruciatingly long, it seems like. Part of it is because JJ just ducked out on us. That's part of it.
Apparently, people think JJ wakes up high. He's a waking baker.
Really?
Yeah, they're like,
oh, the text line loves me in the morning,
like,
bro.
We can't stand JJ and his being high when he walks in. I'm like, well, damn it. Fire him and let us have him back. Yeah. No knock on country. It's just a different show.
I mean, the problem is JJ's getting too good at his job.
That's what happens.
And this is what happens. It's like we're double A.
Like nobody gets even thought about.
You are at least triple A, dude.
Apparently not.
Nobody
thinks about these producers. Then they give them, we build them up, and then they're like, okay, they're ready for some real superstars. Let's get them in that action.
Yeah.
Next thing you'll be doing Frangie show.
I'm happy for you, JJ. Not really, but I have to say that. I really hate it. Absolutely hate it.
Have y'all been listening? It is really early, man.
No, I'm on strike.
damn, it's a good show.
No, once you went on the show, I don't listen. I'm gonna sabotage it until they go, oh, we got to send you back.
Boycott.
Yeah, I'm going to start spreading rumors.
Go for it.
Just complete sources tell me.
Insiders.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm back, though, at least for one day.
Yeah, you get it for like one night.
Yeah, weird.
Because nobody else wanted to come in on a
Friday
night.
Yeah, apparently. Exactly. They have me working three shows. I looked at her crazy, and she's like, yeah, we couldn't find anyone. I'm like, what? You couldn't find anyone to work the best show.
Nobody likes to work with us.
Nobody wants to do it. Yeah, nobody likes us.
I don't know. I mean, I think we're easy. Although last night we did do 2 hours with about 10 minutes on sports.
And those are the best shows, though.
Oh, it was a blast. It was a blast. I had a blast. I don't know if anybody else liked it, but I had a blast with it. You know what, though? You know what's got to really suck?
What?
When you're so bad at your job that when you leave, they're like, oh, we don't even need that job. We're not even going to hire anybody. Magic's not.
I was about to say.
The Lakers aren't even hiring anybody to replace Magic.
That's crazy.
It's like he sucked so bad. Then when he left, they went, who do we want to replace him? Why do we even need anybody? That's when you know you're bad.
That's bad.
That'd be like if we quit here and they were like,
we're just going to have dead air for 2 hours, actually.
We don't really even need anything. Nothing is better than what we had.
We looked at the stats, and we're just going to do a dead air.
Let's see if we can do better. Let's just play, I don't know, the fishing show on loop for 2 hours.
That's a good show.
It is an amazing show, actually.
I have no idea what they're talking about, but it's entertaining.
Neither do I. I used to work it for like 2 years, and I didn't know anything, even after those 2 years. But they're so passionate about it that you're like, hell yeah.
That's all.
It was a great day on the water.
They got JJ wearing fishing shirts.
That's fun. Yeah.
Ray-Bans.
Are Ray-Bans for fishing?
I don't know, but they have these really expensive fishing glasses that they would talk about where you can see through the water with them.
Really?
Yeah, like they make the glasses to where, I don't know, but somehow you can just be superhuman and see through water.
Whatever happened to just spending $12 on the TV with the blue blockers? Y'all are both too young for that, aren't you?
I don't know what that blue blockers is.
That's what they used to pick on us, like when you went to the eye doctor, what they give you when they dilate your eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, my grandma's got those shades. She wears them over her glasses. Like her reading, like seeing glasses.
Oh, I was about to say,
huge
she
goggles.
Really doesn't like sun.
She hates it.
Yeah. And I found that interesting on the whole Magic Johnson thing. Like, it's got to be a hit to your confidence. Like, he's sitting there thinking,
care.
Who they going to get to replace
That's
me?
That's not what he's thinking. Magic is like, man,
I'm not going to be here.
He said that like he was ready to quit. Like he doesn't even care.
You know, but
he's fighting
a little
for
bit
TV.
Of him was like, I wonder who they're gonna get to replace me.
I mean, he might have some arrogance.
And then somebody hits him today with, yeah, Magic, they're not getting anybody.
I mean, he got his check. It goes to show, like, you don't want somebody who is really, just because they were good. They make terrible GMs or coaches. Actually, a lot of the things, Magic just needs to stick to investing in things.
Mm-hmm.
His TV show sucked.
It's terrible.
Like, everything is sucked. He's an awful coach. They gave him two TV shows.
What was it, the Magic Hour?
Yeah, like, and he was just awful.
You think after the first night, they were like, hey, let's call this the Magic Half Hour.
Sure,
tell you what, Magic, let's call this a Magic Segment.
That would have been better.
If he just did that whole show like he did the press conference when he was...
I'm not going to be here.
I am disappointed in the weekend golf because Brooks Koepka is running away with it, but more importantly, Tiger's not there.
Should have skipped it.
Such a letdown, man. See, he wins the dang Masters and then misses the cut.
You think any of the off-the-course things that came up this week had anything to do with his mindset? No one's talking about that, but that's immediately what I thought.
What happened?
Him and his wife or girlfriend who own this restaurant are being sued for wrongful death. And then they found out that they erased the evidence. And
well, they didn't actually, did they?
The owner of the restaurant or whoever runs the restaurant did. Hell yeah.
But Tiger didn't go in there and erase it.
No, I don't think so.
Why does Tiger have a restaurant?
Dude, they all do.
Why?
Like every athlete.
I mean, okay, let's speak logically here for a second. Tiger's worth close to $1 billion.
Right.
What does that restaurant really bring in?
Got to launder the money somewhere, bro.
I mean, seriously.
I like how you just said that.
I mean, let's assume it's a highly successful restaurant, like crazy successful. Where is the restaurant?
I just assumed it was around Orlando or what. I have no idea.
It would have been amazing if he bought a bunch of Perkins franchises.
Oh, my God.
That would have been amazing.
Why not? Then you control the product.
Now
you have a stable.
That's a good idea.
That would have been amazing.
It's like Robert Kraft, but legal.
If Robert Kraft went and bought a bunch of massage parlors?
Yeah.
It would also be amazing.
Could kind of – well, no, technically it would be illegal. I don't know. You could make it part of the interview process. Or you can hire who you want off the street and then just put them in Perkins.
This is a sports bar.
Tiger has a sports bar?
It's called The Woods. Okay, do you want to go eat at a place called The Woods?
I don't want to eat anywhere called The Wood. It just throws me off. I don't know what – if somebody was like, hey, we're going to have a guy's night out. We're going to go to The Wood. I'm like, what kind of establishment are you trying to take me? That sounds like girl's night out.
It sounds like a male review.
That's what – you know what? People are so homophobic. I'm going to go get that bread. I might not ever show up, but I don't have a problem counting the money at the end of the night.
I ain't touching that money.
Women go crazy for male reviews. That's why I always be joking. Like, we give women way too much credit. Like, go, if you ever get a sports then listen, we're not going to talk about it or show it, but go YouTube women with strippers or women at male reviews.
What?
Like, and you'll see, like, all that proof. Like, you think, oh, that's such a, she's a flower.
You think it's wise to tell people to go search that?
No, I'm just saying, if you want to, like, kind of have your ideas changed a little bit, like, go check out how crazy women get.
Yeah, I tell you what,
it's going to make sure.
I tell you what, guys, go do that. Go in YouTube or Google that, or and then let somebody computer. Come walk by you and go, why is Jim looking at male strippers?
Or, do it in your, like, you know, I heard what you're saying. Or go check out some of the trap and paint. I bet you won't ever let your old lady go drink wine and paint again.
At what?
They call it trap, like, they play music, you paint something, and but, like,
you drink wine and you paint.
It gets a little
ladies.
Hectic. Like, it went viral, a couple of them went viral on Twitter. I'm like, oh. I bet you I know where you won't go. Hey, I'm going with the girls. No, the hell you are.
Wait.
The women, they're telling you that they're going to go paint and drink wine
with
the
girls. That's not really what they're
really doing? No, they are painting, and they are drinking wine with the girls.
Okay.
It just happens to be male strippers there.
At the paint place?
At the paint place. And they're getting after it, getting a little wild. That's why I was talking about the ladies in Nashville.
At the draft?
Don't lie to your pastor. Don't lie to Big Game James. I've seen that movie on on X and X, 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 or whatever the other different places. Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen it at 12 p.m. on a Thursday on HBO. I know what goes down. I was a pubescent boy one day.
But you're telling me that is so, because this is a very general statement you're making that could cause some harm in some relationships.
You're telling me
that if your wife has told you she's gone to go paint.
Listen, there are ones that are wholesome. They're just like there are massage parlors that are wholesome.
Not if they're open at midnight.
But there's some massage parlors that will give you a three-finger discount.
Not everyone. Wine and pain.
Not every wine and pain is bad.
It's done at the woods.
Yeah, but there's some that you just might want to be like, hey, if you know your wife or your old lady's friends and you know she's got and it's
you may want to do a drive by.
And it's the one that's always into something, it's her idea.
There's always that friend.
Probably just say, you know what, I don't feel comfortable. We're gonna have a date night. Yeah, intervene.
There's always that friend.
There's so many of these. I Googled it and there's a million around here, man. Pinot's Palette.
What? Whoa.
4.8 out of 5 stars.
What was it called?
What's it called?
Pinot, like the wine.
Oh, okay.
You know, okay. Painting with a Twist. Oh, this is my favorite one. The Winey Wench. Mm. 4.5 out of 5 stars.
Mm. Didn't know this. Was unaware. I learned something.
The Art Garage. Now, that one sounds way sketch.
Does it?
Yeah. The Art Bar, that's...
The Woods in Jupiter sounds sketch. Yeah. But anyway, back to my original point. Like, this is a really nice place. So he's got a lot of money into this thing. So let's just hypothetically say that this thing is doing a ridiculous amount of business before they got sued. How much money is he really bringing in from this thing? Like, is it really worth the headache? Like, even if he made...
This is not... I've had a friend who, when he was married, he gave his wife the world, and she said she had a desire to do something, and he just being a good and he had the resources, he just said, man, listen, this is your project, go do it. And this might just be Eldrick saying, you know what, you say you want to, I like your burnt rice.
Well, who's he saying that to?
His girlfriend. She runs it. That's like the same with, you know, Steph's wife has like a cooking show.
Yeah, but that's Steph's wife.
Well, they've been together for a while.
This is an even worse idea.
Tiger ain't going down that road. Tiger's not like Michael Jordan, who's so competitive
that he decided.
Really?
It ain't Tiger not going down that. There ain't no female going down that road.
With him getting married again? Hold on, maybe you're right.
First off, if she's seen what Elon got, Elon didn't get as bad a deal as what people think, man. She got 50% of what a sizable portion of
like
what this man's
worth. She
didn't
already have that?
She was a nanny.
No, I'm saying when she was married to him.
No, but what I'm saying is now she got it. He messed up. This chick didn't have anything. Like, Elon didn't have anything walking into
it. Now she's got a restaurant that's getting her sued.
But what I'm saying is, what, like, if she, you don't think she wants to get married to get that come up?
I don't know.
Because she knows he's going to slip.
Maybe so. By the way, you can't classify this as a sports bar. Because I'm looking at the food and it looks stinking delicious.
Well, there's good food at sports bars.
No, not like this. This place looks amazing. I want to go.
Well, you go to the Woody Palace by yourself.
The Woods.
That's it.
Just the Woods. He's in every picture. That's for dang sure on the website.
Oh, they going like he's the draw.
Why do we even get to this? Oh yeah, he missed the cut. And
he
you
did?
Were asking, yeah. That's literally what I led this.
I thought you just said he wasn't doing good and didn't have a chance.
No,
I thought
he made
the cut.
He missed it.
So man, I'm like, I don't think one of my golfers got in. I couldn't even, I went and looked.
Alfie Barnrat or whatever his name
is? I was looking for Alfie's name.
Is that his name, Alfie?
I couldn't even find it.
Happy? What is it?
Arfie? Harvey? Barnrat?
It's something Barnrat.
Well, Affy Barnrat's his whole last name. I don't know what his first name is.
Oh, Affy's not his first name?
No.
Really?
Oh, dear. Is it like a space? Or is it like all one word?
Yeah, his name is Kitterich, Affy Barnrat. Of course.
Kitterich?
Kitterich, Affy Barnrat.
Kiradesh. That's what it is. Kiradesh.
Kiradesh.
Dude. Thailand has the craziest names. There's another one that's on the leaderboard right now. His first name is Jazz.
Last name festival?
Oh, dude, no, hold on.
Her size?
Jazz Janawanatanand.
Oh, that's amazing, actually.
Janawatanand.
Janawanatanand. Wow. If you want to be my lover. Zigga zigga jekawantong.
I don't think he made the cut either. Affy Barn rap.
And I was no. I'm like,
neither did John.
You know
Daly,
how you could be last?
What did John Daly shoot?
Like 11 over.
So the cart didn't help.
Oh no! Neither did the McDonald's cup or the.
That was amazing.
Cigarettes.
Did you see that picture?
No.
There's a picture of him pulling up to the green on his golf cart during the round with a cigarette in his hand and a McDonald's cup in the cup holder.
It had to be. You think it was sweet tea or Diet Coke?
It's Diet Coke, probably mixed with something.
Yeah, exactly.
Diet Coke and Jack.
The dude is so amazing. I hope somebody walks up to him after this, like somebody that's got some pull and just says, look, John, I know you have a lifetime exemption, but we don't really give those things out when we kind of think that you know when to walk away. Like, dog, you can't even walk away. You're going to ride a cart away. Can you ride the cart off into the sunset? Oh, John Daly.
Oh, man.
What happened?
Shooting at a high school game.
Tonight?
Yeah, just Terry now. Parker Rebolt.
Are you serious?
Everybody got evacuated just now.
Yeah.
One of the kids is down.
Andre Ellis reported. Brian Jackson retweeted. Paramedics seen running outside. It was outside the stadium. So.
Was that Parker or Rebolt?
At Parker.
It says.
Oh, yeah, Parker.
At Parker. It says versus Rebolt. So, yeah, it must be at Terry Parker.
Yeah, we just had a caller, and apparently everybody's to safety now, and unfortunately one child is down. Unfortunately, it's becoming a yearly occurrence around here.
Jiminy Christmas, man. These pictures of the players laying on the field, I'm looking at it now. It's just, jeez. Well, that kind of brought us down. That pisses me off. Like that legit like has my blood boiling just seeing this picture of high school football players laying face down on a football field.
The sad thing is a lot of it's a drill you shouldn't know as a kid.
Yep.
Like a lot of kids unfortunately do know it. And at a game where it should be.
And it's just happening. It's happening all the time. It's like once, just twice a year now. We're not even to the dang football. This is a spring game.
From what it reads, it wasn't inside the game. It was out. Doesn't make it any better. Just saying, at least it was. It seems to be outside of it.
Yeah. Yeah. When we come back, it's Petty Friday, and I'm going to get a little bit petty on something that I did. I actually, it's on me, but I'm going to explain, and you'll understand my pettiness. It has to do with Florida and Georgia. We'll get to that right when we come back.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got to do.
The Sports Den brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. Great weekend for ABC. Weather's supposed to be beautiful again tomorrow. Graduation tomorrow. I got to make it to Episcopal.
Enjoy yourself.
Outside.
Oh, the worst.
Tim Deegan dropped the worst, most depressing mixtape ever, man.
Tim Deegan did?
Yeah, man. It's the weather. Like, it progressively gets worse each day. It's going to be like 97 a week from today. Mm-hmm. No, that means it's going to be like 120 in boost.
It's going to be miserable.
I'm not showing up on Friday. Bump that.
Miserable. Yeah, the graduation, though, is at like 8:30 or something like that. 8, I don't know.
In the Munion?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it'll be nice.
It'll be not bad.
No, it'll be fine. Oh, gosh, I'm seeing that. Oh, next Friday and Saturday, both 96? Or next Saturday and Sunday?
I'm so glad.
When I'm in there all day? I'm
so glad the championship is over. We did our thing. I ain't got to be out there.
You'd have forfeited?
Nah, we would have gone out there and got that W. Now we're not going to just this. I'm trying to teach these children valuable lessons.
But you would have slowed the clock down a little bit.
No, we would have. Yeah, we would have ran it, which is what we always do. But I would have told them don't score at will. Mm. Like we got to at least get 6-play drives, run some clock out, man. Mm-hmm. Like, jeez.
Anyway, so it's that time of the year where now like ABC. Good time of year for beer, right?
Cold beer. Mixed drinks.
And I thought about something we were talking about the other night. If it's summertime, you don't have to be with your woman at the beach if you want to have a margarita. Like, if you can have one at home alone. I won't.
Do whatever you want. In the closed doors, the confines of your own house.
I just don't want somebody to feel guilty because they like strawberry daiquiri and it's 97 degrees outside.
If you're at home.
But if you're with your boys at the sports bar, at the woods.
At the woods, it's not the time to do it.
Yeah.
We're going to look at you weird.
Yeah. I agree. Just make sure you get to ABC for whatever it is you drink.
Because you can do what I do. Mm-hmm. I have my scotch, double shot, neat. But I also have a big old cup of water.
Okay.
Or sometimes if I'm really feeling festive, mm-hmm. I'll have a cherry Coke. But I'm going to have a cold, refreshing.
If I'm feeling festive.
I'll have a cold, refreshing beverage.
I got you.
But, you know, don't go to Aromas, man.
What I'd like
is
to say,
give me a strawberry daiquiri, please. They will clown you out of it. They will run you out of that place.
Give me a strawberry daiquiri and give my boy a margarita. It's on me. I got the first round.
Make that a sex on the beach, pal.
Amaretta sour. I had a dude. One guy I used to hang out with, I'm trying to remember, he's like the stepdad of the kid. It was the safety that was at Sandalwood that went to Georgia a few years ago.
Yeah.
Real fast.
Amir Speed?
Yeah, Amir's. It was like a stepdad. So we were hanging out, and a guy comes in. He's in a black fraternity. And the guy was, you know, he said, hey, man, I'm kind of interested. And they said, you know what, cool, man, let's go talk. Matter of fact, I'll buy you a drink. What you want to drink? He's like, James, I'll get you too, James. He's like, I know you pick on us. But I was like, all right, man, just give me a double shot of scotch. He's like, cool, I'm going to get the same thing. What you want, man? I'm going to get an amaretto sour. He looked at him, just walked away. He said, conversation's over.
No conversation.
See, I'm not buying no grown man an amaretto sour. What's wrong with you? You buy your own amaretto sour. You go, and it didn't help that the guy was like 6'6", 320.
Yeah,
it's not a helpful drink.
No.
Bless your heart. What's your pettiness?
So I told you about the Dog Nation thing last night. So the Dog Nation thing is they came down to do a story on Carson last week. They sent a guy down, Jeff, who's a good dude. And while they were in town, they came and sat down and talked with me. We got some good sound from it, and so they decided to cut it up into like three things, and then when all that was said and done, apparently it did pretty well. And so I told everybody this last night. If you listen, I'm sorry, I'm repeating myself, but I got to set this up. So they called me last night and said, hey, we've heard all these stories about your little man, Walker. He was named after Herschel Walker, born on the same day, yada, yada, yada. We want to do something on him as well. I'm like, okay, cool. So they did. And what I didn't know is really what it was going to be was like half on Carson, half on me, and half on me and Carson, and then the other last half on him. So I wake up today to some notifications, and I see it's come out, and I didn't know that the headline was going to be getting a gator to gush about the Bulldogs. That kind of sets me up a little bit. Right, and then the article is about how I'm a Gator fan and Walker's a Gator fan, and I'm gonna play the sound in a second. So I can see where Gator fans would be offended by this.
Were they?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yes.
It's a sensitive lot.
Yes, I was. Yes. My point is, I can see where like that headline. Most people just read a headline; they don't click on the story. So I can see where People would get a little agitated with me. But I want to like dive into, because it was a video interview. I'm not going to play the whole thing. I'm just going to play a minute. But I want you to listen to what I said, James, and I want you to tell me if there's anything that I've said that is hurtful towards the Florida Gator program. Okay? You got it, JJ? All right, let's go.
The thing I see from Georgia's program right now is consistency. And you walk through the Georgia hallways and you go through their facility and it's just different. It's professional. It's, you go through everywhere else, and I'm not even talking about Florida, I'm talking about everywhere. There's music everywhere, right? And there's, you know, there's playing around, which is fine. Not at Georgia. Not at Georgia. It's very refined. It's very, this is what we're here to do. It's a business-like approach. It's more of an NFL approach. It's more like walking through the hallways for the Jacksonville Jaguars or the Atlanta Falcons. That's the thing that just immediately hit me when I was up in Athens. Like, this is different. And it even took me a minute to go, how is this different? But that's the way it's different. And I think they've put together a staff of guys that not just know football and not that can just recruit, but they're likable guys, and high school coaches like them, high school players like them. It's not, they're not used car salesmen, right? And they're just good dudes out there doing what they love. And I think that's been the thing that Coach Smart has probably done the best of, is I'm gonna put together this professional environment, but I'm gonna place the guys that I think, not just players but coaches, are gonna thrive best in it. I think he's done a masterful job.
Okay,
of that.
That's good. Now, do me a favor, go all the way back to the beginning of that, JJ, and play the question that was asked of me.
I gotta go grab it.
Oh, never mind then. Don't worry about it.
What was the question?
So the guy said, he stated in the question, he's like, I know you are a Florida guy, you probably have Florida plates, which I don't. So he lined everything up with Florida. So I just want to be fair, like, because I don't think there was anything there that
your sense of Georgia, and I guess that's coming from a guy that's Florida centric, or I don't know if you have Florida plates on your truck or Florida flag in front of your house. What do you sense out of that program? What do you see about what's happening with Georgia right now?
We're keeping this about Carson or just okay. In general?
Just in general.
Okay, so that was the question. I want to make sure I'm full, like. So I can see based on – because if you heard the sound without Florida in it, mm-hmm. Is there anything I said that would have reflected negatively on Florida?
Well, without knowing the question,
mm-hmm.
You mentioned one program by name and then said others.
Right.
So most, you got to understand that most – between reading and fully listening and comprehending, a lot of Florida fans don't always do that the best. Not that they're not smart. It's just that a lot of times they respond very – I've seen
every
that,
fan base.
Yeah. Yep. But I've had to deal with this Florida stuff, too. Even when I say something positive, sometimes it's very emotional. And then the used car salesman thing, even though I don't really remember anybody using that for Mullen, but it has been used against Florida. And then that might have been.
Do you know who it was used against most recently?
Ooh.
Georgia.
Yeah.
They had a decommit, which I didn't know. They had a decommit who called the coaching staff used car salesman.
Okay.
This was like couple weeks ago, I guess.
Right. I'm not long just ago saying, like, in a perfect world, you would hear that, and a rational person would say, wow, that's just a really cool experience. The mm-hmm. guy is really good at his job. He is a Florida fan, but his kids go all over the place. Even one of his kids is technically is a Florida commit right now.
Okay,
two of his back-to-back cycles.
I want to back up something here, because – if you go back and you listen to what I said about Florida when I went to their spring,
mm-hmm.
like, okay, I probably shouldn't test, but I'm going to. I'm not going to get on the air and bash anybody. If I don't talk about you, I probably didn't like it very much.
Very true.
Okay, I'm not that stupid. This is a relationship business, but I was very high.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
All right. Have you heard – I shouldn't have cut you off when you just said you were very high, because that would be a soundbite too.
Yeah.
But
– I was very high, I said, yeah.
We get on here and we talk about pro players.
Mm-hmm.
And people try to rationalize what pro players do based upon what they do.
Right.
People are trying to judge and rationalize their fandom not understanding
and
what
I am,
you do.
I'm okay with that. Like, I am completely – I had this conversation – with a college coach today, not with any of the programs I just mentioned. I am completely okay with that. I understand that where I'm at, that comes with the territory. Cool. Here's the point I was going to try to make. When I went to Florida, I came on here and I talked about a couple things. Before anybody else was talking about Felipe Franks, the way he looked in the spring, I was talking about. Before anybody else was really harping on this Gator standard and what it meant behind closed doors, I was behind closed doors and I was talking about what it meant. Now, that looks a little weird right now, admittedly. But I was on and on and on about how I think Dan Mullen and his staff is perfect for where Florida is going to be. Then I went to Florida State. And if you remember what I said, my exact quote was, it was opposite of Florida, but that doesn't mean it was worse. It was just different. And then I went on and on about their staff. And I don't have to do that. I could have just said, yeah, I went. Right? And it was like, these three places are much different. All three places, almost as equally impressive. The reason why Georgia was more impressive than any of them is their facilities are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Way better than Florida or Florida State's.
Right. But nobody's listening to the individual. Like, you can say Florida is the greatest school ever. 4 days a week. On the fifth day, if you say anything positive about another school, that's especially in particular a rivalry, they're going to jump down your throat and be like, "How dare you say that?" Like, it just doesn't matter. It's just what that like. It's just what happens when you're immersed in that fan base.
I promise you, I'm good. I had a couple people like. Okay, if you want to say something, just throw it out there. Don't inbox me. I'm not even going to respond to you. A couple people were like, "Oh, I don't even think you're a Florida fan anymore." Like, and this one dude was like, "You're on an island now." What I did that retweet mean? That one.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, I retweeted.
What does that even mean?
Sounds lovely.
Let me get. I know. I want to be on an island.
Without internet. What power?
No
do
Twitter.
You have?
Twitter free island.
Like, what power do you have? Like, you're banished from Florida.
Let me see. Okay. He said, "Once I saw putting on for the red and black, I was done. The logo always comes first. You're on an island, cuz."
Oh, cuz. What was the Twitter handle?
It's John David.
Okay, I don't know what that person is.
I gave him a thumbs up. I said, "A little different from me. The logo is a long way from first in my world. Still a Gator, but it's all cool." And then what he's talking about is if later in that thing they asked me about when he committed. And I told him I had no idea. And I went on to say the same thing I've said about every one of our guys. I said, when he starts playing, I'm going to have on red and black. Just like, and if this pisses y'all off, I see it. If this pisses y'all off, I'm sorry. When Jeff Sims is playing for Florida State, I'm going to have on garnet and gold. It's just different.
I think you can support them and not go that far. But that's your right.
No, I got you. And maybe I'm being silly with that. But the point is, for me, if they're playing, I'm pulling for
them. I got you. It's just I've learned just being thrown into this whole thing that FSU's fan base, when I say something, they're sensitive too. But it's if I post anything like that's kind of bad, like they go – they don't kill me. They don't bash me. They just go like, "Oh God, what is James? It's going to be really bad, James. Tell me how bad it is now, James." Florida fans are starting to do that now. They won't put it on Twitter to inbox me, but there's some guys who just be like, "Oh well, James is going. He's guessing. He's going to be wrong." And then like the one time, one or two times I'm wrong, it's like a festival. I'm like, forget the 8 times out of 10 that I'm right. You're going to gloat about that, and I'm just like, "All right, well, cool. I don't care." I was like, "I'm not a beat writer." See, that's the thing. That's the thing. Like when they feel like you're a fan and you're in media, but you're not a beat. It's not
right.
Your job.
You're right.
To like go and report the best stuff or talk about the best stuff of Florida. You're a Florida fan that happens to have a radio show that trains quarterbacks that you send to all kinds of places.
Mm-hmm.
Like I always tell people, my job. I'm sports radio. I cover the Jags. Actually, if you really think about it, I do more with the Jags than I do in FSU than I do with anybody else. But I'm also not a beat writer. I don't write articles every day. I don't. When I get something good, I post it.
We don't have to come up with content. Like we don't have to come up with breaking content.
It's somebody else's job to take it and run with it. And if it doesn't happen, cool. Don't lose any sleep. Don't want it bad. Like, don't want bad things to happen, especially when they're a recruit. I want them to at least – I'll root against you when you wear the uniform. And then even then, it stays on the field.
It was funny because the guy I was talking to, I mentioned earlier, another coach, he's like, we were just laughing about this, and he said, you know what you're going to do? And I said, what? He goes, you're going to have to post one of those videos with Sims and with Anthony. I'm like, man, I am
Florida
not
State fans
do
don't
all
care.
No, I know. He's just saying to show.
I'll tell you what. You want to know what? You can come on over. I'll tell you, I promise you, Florida State fans are grateful.
I ain't coming over to Florida
State. No, what I'm saying, they had no, they were less like, oh, Sims. And I'm like, and you've got clout. You got clout. I'm over here like, hey, guys, if Denny says something about a quarter, it's two people's opinions that I value when it comes to quarterback. I don't care what anybody, if Quincy or Denny say that they're good, they're good. Don't come telling me what Will Fong says about this quarterback. No offense to Will Fong, been doing it a real good long time.
Yep.
But I seen what these guys, if they say the guy's good, then he's good. Especially because they seen him in person or they know somebody who's seen him in person. And I'm like, if he says Jeff is looking good, he's looking good. And then I actually talked about what we talked about. I said, this throw makes absolutely no sense. But the fact that he threw it, mm-hmm. it got to the wide receiver. It was a flat route thrown from the other hash. Mm-hmm. And when it hit the receiver's hands, you heard a pop.
Yeah.
That's arm strength that nobody would have thought.
Didn't like Jeff originally?
They were going based off his film.
Oh, I got you.
And
yeah.
You
fair.
Can,
that's
you,
fair.
And I tell people, that's fair. But like what you've seen, like these all, if every coach has seen him, mm-hmm. and it's kind of been like, all right, we like this kid. We either want to see more, we'll offer him, or blah, blah, blah. Then there must be something there. And then that's part of the reason why his ranking is increased.
Yeah, yeah. It's an interesting world, man. And to be fair, the guy who said that to me fessed up on our Duval 4 text line. But I'll say it again. I ain't mad at y'all. Like, I get it. I understand. Take a step back. I get it. Yep. I mean, good friends of mine that text me today like, bro, what are you doing? Like, trying to pay bills, bro. At the end of the day. And I'm not gonna say there's this staff out there that I hate when I don't. I like Kendall Bryles. Does that make me less of a Gator?
No. I kind of like Mullen and his awkwardness.
If you met Johnson, you'd love Johnson.
Yeah,
Johnson
just got to get over the article and the tweet that I put out on him. I didn't mean nothing by it because he was recruiting.
Get mad?
Well, I mean, he started following me.
Oh dear.
Because he recruited Miami, and I put an article. I was like, you put a guy that knows absolutely nothing about Miami in Miami. That means you've given up on Miami. Because you know why I have no ill will toward any of these guys. 2-3 years, they could be at Florida State for all I know. They'll be anywhere. Like, that's why I don't like. Forget Florida State. My son might not go to Florida State. My son might get recruited. And that coach might want my son, and I don't want to put myself
Ryan
in a bad
Johnson's
spot.
Ryan Johnson's going to be the head coach somewhere, and Trey's name's going to be, nope. Mm-mm.
Be like, Trey, James Coleman.
No,
I know that
no.
name. Uh-uh. That guy's a jerk. His son? I'm like, yeah, man, I'm not trying to put my son in a bad spot. I mean, if they want to come to the facility, come to Boost, recruit my kids, come on. I hang out.
We're way behind. We got to take a break. We'll get to some other football-related stuff. Right when we come back. Yeah, bad
for no reason. You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got nothing to do.
So I'm searching around for content today. And I was already thinking about Thin MD Med Spa, and then I saw Jim McElwain's picture. It was like...
Gotta get that teeth.
Yeah, it was like, I guess I brought it into the universe. By the way, Thin MD Med Spa does do teeth whitening. It helps. Definitely helps.
The weight or the teeth?
Well, both. Both.
Let's not weight shame.
It does help to lose weight. That's not a shame.
Oh, I thought you were just making fun of chompers. Is that what you call them?
No, I was just talking about his teeth.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. I guess I'm teeth shaming. My bad. I think he classifies that as a death threat.
I don't feel safe here anymore.
Get to Thin MD Med Spa. Actually, I'm going to tweet out in a minute. They actually have some cool specials going on. They had the sign sitting out front when I went by there today.
How's your treatment?
I'm sore, but it's good.
So is it like once a week?
It's you can only treat one area once a month, but I've done two, so I've been in there once every 2 weeks. But it's going good. Thanks good. For asking. I'm swollen right now. You swell up for like 2 weeks a little bit. So definitely wearing baggy clothes. But anyway, so I see this interview with Jim McElwain, who is now the head coach at Central Michigan.
Okay.
Because that's what you do. You go from Florida to Central Michigan if you're good. So they're asking him about all this stuff, and Florida comes up. I'm going to read you what he said. And it's, he took the high road, but here, the guy asked him, and this is from The Athletic, says, how do you look back at your time at Florida? And he says, it was fantastic. What a great opportunity. We were able to go in and accomplish some things. Wherever, everywhere you go, you meet great people. We got a lot of good friends from every stop, Gainesville included. It's one of those things you sit back and reflect no matter where you're at. You keep learning and moving forward. I don't have anything negative to say about anything. Shoot, somebody gave me that opportunity to be the head coach there, right? I worked my tail off. We had a great staff. I loved the kids. It was really good. They go on to say, you won 2 division titles in the first 2 years there, but it seemed like you felt that wasn't appreciated enough at the time. Was that the case? He says, I don't know where any of that came from. We were pushing to keep building. I had the opportunity to see something successful from the inside of Alabama, and I wanted to build in that direction. We didn't get it done. That's the way it is. Goes on to ask, is there anything you would change about the way things ended so abruptly? Those choices were really out of my hands. The choices were made. People there didn't like the way it was going, the way it is. That's the business. My biggest thing was the players and our staff. They took care of those guys and had a chance to move on. The players are seeing success now, and that's what it's all about. My care was for the people. I worked my tail off. It didn't work. That's the way it was. Here's what I thought was funny. The very next question, and I'm going to give this guy credit. I don't even know who he is, but see, this is the kind of reporters we need. Quarterback development was a major issue at Florida. How do you feel about the options at CMU and the guys you brought in? Are you changing your approach at that position? We immediately brought in 3 guys. One was a grad transfer, another a junior college transfer, and a freshman. My point being, he didn't say a dog could play the position.
That's called growth.
He learned. I actually, like, why can't this Jim McElwain, you think he was humbled?
Very much so.
Like, this Jim McElwain.
That Jim McElwain wouldn't have worked either.
It wouldn't have worked, but people dislike Jim McElwain from the time he got there.
No, I'm saying like that. I believe because he was the wrong fit, and I told you that, like his trajectory. Like I was like, man, y'all are better than Colorado State. I was like, we had this discussion, no, and I was just like, I don't think that.
I had to Google the guy.
Yeah, and I'm like, Florida, I should not have to Google a guy. Nobody was fighting you.
Right.
For Jim McElwain. Like, Florida is a place that should, even if you miss on your first two or three choices.
Who were they? Do you remember? I don't remember back then.
That time, I honestly don't remember people really clamoring to come for the job like that. Like, this time, Stoops was one that they talked about.
Right, no, yeah. Choice.
Yeah, yeah, it was a choice. That, right. I don't think Stoops was ever leaving where he was at unless Florida really just opened up the checkbook.
Which they obviously weren't going to do.
I think this time, obviously right now, it looks like they got it right. But I think this time they went after some notable names. And, you know, they missed for various reasons. Like, Frost was never coming. Frost was known that Nebraska was happening. Chip Kelly.
Thank God we missed on that.
Yeah.
One.
But Chip Kelly would have been another McElwain type hire just because of the fit. But he's a West Coast guy. He's just weird. And he's got a lot of other weird personal things that I don't think would have vibed very well in Gainesville. But if Mac would have came in more humble instead of confident, I think he was trying. You're always fighting the ghost of Spurrier right now. And even Spurrier's talked about Florida.
Well,
and how hard it is.
You especially fight the ghost of Spurrier when you come in trying to sound like the guy.
But when you listen to Mullen has a lot of Spurrierisms. But which is fine when you back it up.
Is Mullen though?
Mullen ain't Spurrier though. Spurrier
No.
Spurrier was cool.
No, we ain't gonna go down that road. What I was gonna say is Mullen just being who he is right now though?
That part I don't know.
Did you get the sense it was fake with McElwain?
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. But I don't know. Like, so I don't know if we're getting who. I think the longer Mullen stays there, the more will his real personality will mold into what it is. Like I think he's kind of overdoing it a little bit with the number jabs and things like that. Like Spurrier did it, but Spurrier came out.
But y'all know that's not really him, right?
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. That really was Spurrier. Like Spurrier was a trash talking out the gate. We're gonna run up the score on people, and that was him from jump. And I just never seems to have been Mullen, but it's But I think Mac definitely when he put my dog. If you say your dog could come in and run your offense, boy, you better put up numbers.
Yeah.
And he never put up numbers. Like not even was his numbers even close to what Mullen put up this year. And these numbers were overly
honestly,
great.
I can only remember one game. Where we watched the Jim McElwain team and went, man, that offense was fun. And that was Ole Miss.
Okay.
It was the Ole Miss game, his first year in the swamp at night. And I remember seeing that game going, wow, okay, maybe we got something. And then immediately it was right back to it. But the thing with McElwain was like just that everything looked so hard. We used to always talk about you used to try to egg it on and go, yeah, but he's been to two straight SEC championships and all that kind of stuff. But you and I both know that when you watch something that looks that hard and it's not supposed to look that hard and you're having to kick field goals against Vanderbilt or FAU, I think.
Yeah, FAU had you beat.
Right. And you're not scoring against FSU and you're not scoring. I mean, it's just.
Was he 27-2?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not good.
Y'all lost to FSU 27-2?
Yeah, we scored all the points.
It was funny. I was talking. There was a Tennessee State coach out at Fletcher yesterday. So I asked him, I'm like, whatever happened to Treon? He's like, man, we moved that man to receiver. I'm like, see?
That man beat Georgia State.
See?
See how they disrespect? The Treon disrespect, man, is just.
I told you Treon set the whole position back.
Y'all treat Treon.
20, 30 years.
Easily the worst quarterback out of like all three state schools that I can remember in a long time.
No, there's no doubt.
No. Because
and we've had some bad ones.
Two SEC East titles.
No, stop. See, this is you trolling.
Baby.
Dude, listen, I was wanting them to run the wing T when he was there.
He would have been pretty good at it, I bet.
Yes.
I believed he was better than Drew Weatherford.
But Drew Weatherford didn't start like that, did he?
I believe he was better than the other hair. The one out in Miami that y'all had.
Who?
Who's the quarterback that he looked just like?
Ja'Cory?
Yeah, he was better than Ja'Cory.
Ja'Cory had a way better arm than him, man.
Ja'Cory
didn't like run at all. He
went in.
They were the opposite.
Well, we can sit here all day and talk about quarterbacks.
I'm just talking about
they were good.
Quarterback wise, you know, Ja'Cory was better than that kid. They both suck.
I think we're nitpicking degrees of suck, but I don't think Treon was the worst quarterback in the history of the Big Three.
Kirby Freeman, maybe.
Man, that's a
Kirby Freeman.
You think Brock Berlin?
Dude, Brock Berlin was solid, man.
Brock Berlin almost got a man killed. Had a man.
Wasn't he a Florida guy?
Yes,
dude. He led the comeback against y'all.
Lost to Rex Grossman.
Came to the U and got his revenge.
No, we missed. Us not having a field goal kicker.
He's somebody used to my Florida.
Oh, he was at Brock Berlin beat Florida.
Yeah. Great comeback down in the OB. We were down by like 20 at half or some craziness.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh dear.
He's a legend.
It did happen. All right. 8 o'clock coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
Next segment, I have something written today. It's a list that the Jags are on that is not a good list to be on. We'll get to that next segment. Before we get there, let's get 8 o'clock in. 8 o'clock brought to you by Luce Air Quality. That's L-U-C-E, airquality.com. You already know what they do, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to talk to you if you're a realtor. Listen, here's what you don't want to do is you don't – like if I'm going to buy a house and you're my realtor, I'd like to know that I'm protected from buying a house that's already got mold. It's probably a pretty good thing. So what they do at Luce Air Quality is they actually work with realtors. And so you – have somebody that likes the house, then maybe you need to get it checked out. Or if you have somebody that's selling a house, maybe you need to get their house checked out.
Right.
Either way, it works. They work with both of them. They do it quite a bit. They've got a lot of realtors actually doing it I think it's a great program. I think you should give them a call. If you're a realtor, you should give them a call, 904-803-1014. That's 904-803-1014. If you're just a homeowner or a business owner, you can give them a call as well if you have some concerns about your air quality. That's loose air quality. I had no idea about this Lamar Odom stuff that you guys were talking about. So let me see if I understand this right. So Lamar Odom claims that he has watched every video, adult educational video, on the interweb? Every one of them?
Yeah. That's what he says. That's what he suggests.
Okay, let's do some research.
Says he's addicted to sex, and not only that, but he's had sex with 2,000 strippers, which is more believable than being able to watch every single
film. Okay.
Just time-wise.
I'm going to readily admit that I'm not the most experienced in this department, and that my number is pretty easy to keep up with. I'm going to admit that. Mm-hmm. But I would also assume, tell me if I'm wrong, that once you get over a certain number, you can't keep count. Yeah, is he marking off?
I think he's just giving a roundabout.
Yeah, an estimate, a guesstimate, if you will. Like, I do the same
and
thing.
And he's got enough money to where he can have experiences where he's at. That he's
multiple probably, at once.
Yeah, that most people haven't. But then again, there are some people who are that vain that actually, like.
And let's not forget, this guy almost died in a hostel. A brothel.
Which, I mean, if you're, and there's probably guys listening that they're going to die.
Yeah. I could think of worse ways.
They're not going to be happy. They're not going to be happy with me if they're looking at browser history here, by the way.
Trapped in a car, like, that's sinking.
Or like
going off the Dames
Point
Bridge.
The worst is, oh my God.
Or being at the Bunny Ranch.
How about this? You're like ice skating or something. Ice breaks, you fall through, you can see your freedom, but you can't get to it through the ice.
Or the Bunny Ranch with a king-size bed is probably at least pillow top.
And you're just loaded up on whatever the hell he was on.
Blue
Chews.
Hold on.
Blue Chews.
Hold on. They say that...
it's probably a billion.
They say that there is 10,000 years... worth of adult entertainment video on the internet.
We're saying he didn't do it.
I'm going to say he's embellishing because I want to believe that he hasn't looked at child stuff. He hasn't looked at granny stuff and things like that. Like, there's certain genres that he's just not into.
Okay, so cut it
in half.
90%, that's 1,000 years.
Man. You'd be surprised at what you can accomplish when you're high.
Here's my point. If a guy tells me, and he's being serious, that he's watched every single minute of single video, then when he turns around and tells me that he slept with 2,000 strippers, I'm probably not going to believe him.
All right, it's like this. One of my favorite songs, No Love, or Heart of the City by Jay-Z. He says, I don't want much. I've drove every car, some nice cooked food, some nice clean draws. I know Jay-Z has never, at that point in his career, he hadn't drove every car. He's driven a lot. It's more of a like, what more can I do? He's talking about sexual addiction, and he's just like, I've done it all. I was on crack.
You don't think it's much more believable to believe that Jay-Z has driven every car
than him watch more
model than
more,
him.
Much more porn.
I mean, if you wanted to drive every car, what would that take you? About 2 weeks?
I mean, there's certain cars that I'm sure Jay-Z
you
would
gotta,
never
like,
drive.
Fly somewhere to get to the car.
Like, some of these cars are very.
It's possible.
I mean, more likely
than
the other.
2,000, I believe. Like, just like it's possible for him to drive, he has the finances to be able to afford that lifestyle. Lamar can go get, I mean, Lamar's what, like 35, 36?
Oh, he made a lot more than that, dude.
How old is he?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, so, I mean, it, depending on when you started, I mean, you never know. But that's not even the most shocking part or disgusting part. Most people are sitting here like.
He's 39.
Okay. Most people are like, ew, 2,000 women. Like, I wouldn't even use the same urinal as him. Until you read more into that, and you talk about when he was married, it was more dangerous for him to have sex with his wife.
Mm-mm, mm-mm, mm-mm.
She didn't bathe for days.
And you think that these... people he was having sex with were perfectly clean.
The money that he has, they probably he was at the Bunny Ranch. They inspect them like porn stars,
bro.
Porn
stars have to take a test every month.
These aren't amateurs.
Like,
dude.
This is real
2,000 of them?
These are women who are making bread. Like, they're trying to.
There's got to
like,
be some unprofessionals mixed in with
this. Well, I'm sure there's always, like, you've only, you know, your experience is different. When Chris Rock said it, Chris Rock talked about taking the STD test in one of his, it was it was the most perfect picture. I think it was Chris Rock that said it. When I took my first one in college, I literally, this is actually, he might know, because when you take that test, you scroll back in time through every encounter that you have had. And there's a couple of them, like, man, she coughed. Man. And it's like a
Her
couple
name
days.
Was Crystal.
The 48 hours that I had to wait were the most excruciating 48 hours of my life. And I was young. And I'm sitting there like, God, I can't wait till this thing comes back. Please don't let it come back. Like you're sitting there like, and they're like, Mr. Coleman, we need you to come in. You can't read me the result. No, it's illegal. We need to discuss this in front of you. I'm like, I'm too young to die.
I got the HIV.
They want to talk to me. Why do you want to talk to me? And then you come in and they're like, oh, you're clear. Everything checks out. They're like, you might want to come back just in case you missed something, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, whew. It's like that R. Kelly in
Never
the interview.
Back
and
that
and
R.
he's Kelly. Like, can I make a point for next Friday?
Yeah, that R. Kelly. That's all.
I'm just going to make a standing appointment for every Friday at 9 a.m., Doc.
But man, bro, like, Chloe.
2,000?
Chloe, I'm like, how do you not wash? You can't say the.
What
the,
are you referring to with her? I don't.
Like, they're
don't
saying,
know
like, in
you're...
that same article, like, when you read, there's like, because we were having a discussion about this in some of my group chats. Like, it says she was too busy to bathe.
He said that about her?
No, that's what, and then she.
Dude,
she
I've never
corroborated
been that busy.
It. She what? Smelled like earring backs. I remember somebody said that.
Earring backs.
And I was just like, man, how bad? I was like, I can't believe. Per off studio conversation we had with one of our guests when we were at the after hour spot. Mm-hmm. He was discussing about the older one and how like it's just something about her. Mm-hmm. Like you don't know. He's like you won't understand it unless you're around them. And I'm like now I'm like I know you don't bathe, bruh. Like, ew. Like, days?
Bro, and you're going to claim that she's dirtier than he is.
No, I'm just saying, like, he's flipping. He's playing.
Maybe they're perfect.
Remember we did the flip a coin?
That may be actually the answer.
We did a flip a coin?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
On the first podcast. You're flipping a coin every time, whether it's
we need to
going
bring that
home,
back.
Go. You're whether it's you choose to be monogamous, and you don't know who she's been with because she's been – and the craziest part is there's other NBA players who have been with her.
When did Lamar Odom get into the NBA?
2000 maybe.
Wasn't
99.
He at Jordan State? Or he was in high school. He was
straight from high school, I believe. I'm not sure.
So let's just say he was 19. Fair?
Yeah. Oh, he's been going. He's been getting in this.
That's
100
strippers per year, bro.
Yeah, straight from high school, 1999.
He has an addiction. It's 365 days in a year. If you have – some people have sex
that's just
more
the
than 100 days. What I'm saying, like, he's probably on a roll, and he's probably going multiple. He ain't just partaking in one.
Oh, you know what? I know why all this happened. When he was 12 on his mother's deathbed, she said to him, quote, be nice to everybody. Mm. He took that way too literally. Mm. Not
I know
literally
what I'm never telling
everybody.
I know what I'm never telling my kid. On my deathbed.
No.
I'm going to reach out and I'm going to grab him in death. Trey. Don't sleep with 2,000 strippers.
Don't be nice to everybody.
What was the last thing your dad told you?
Hey, man, we're going to Mons Venus. Trey, you want to hang out? Nah, man. Last name Pops told me, don't mess with strippers or something like that. I just know he was dying. It was important. That was the most important words.
I'll never forget that look on his face.
Oh,
I don't know if that's what got the old man or what, but if that you know what? That sounds like something my father would say to me. Or is that the next time I probably see him? He'll say like, hey, you know, son, just remember, always remember, if you shoot somebody, kill everyone in the room, leave no witnesses.
That was one of my great favorite.
And don't sleep with strippers.
That's one of my favorite fatherly advice.
It's solid.
Things
it's
I've solid. Ever heard.
Let me grab the phone line real quick. Tom, what's up?
Just a quick question. With the shooting at Terry Parker tonight, how do you think Saturday morning football is going to affect college football and everything else around here?
We'll do what we did last year. They'll probably have some. They'll alternate a couple games where they'll play at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday. We're not – this is too big of a hotbed to play Saturday morning games. There will be one Saturday morning game all the next year, and that'll be Reigns versus Reebok. And it's, I think that's part of the reason.
No, there were several last year. There were several.
They even had some like Thursday ones, man.
But they always play.
Well, they've always done that. That's to spread resources out. But
I don't think we'll see a huge influx of Saturday games.
No, I mean they did like the double. Remember when we went to Mandarin Sandalwood?
Mm-hmm.
They moved that one to like 3 p.m.
That's what
Friday.
I'm saying. They had a whole bunch of them that were like that.
Yeah, but then they had I think one a week on Saturday morning.
Oh, that would suck.
It sucks that we have to ask this though.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. That's people, that's their job. If they say it's safer to play on Saturday mornings, then I'm just going to believe it's safer to play on Saturday mornings. I don't know. I was the dude originally that was like, man, y'all are overblowing this. Now, no, they're not.
Right.
So, I had a way to bring us back down, Tom. I mean, it's not his fault, but. This list that you don't want to find yourself on, that the Jags are square in the middle of, that's coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got nothing to do.
I seriously hope you get fired in the mornings.
Listen, dude, I don't know what to tell you. It's working. Screw you. I got to go to work. Holla at you. Like, the only thing that could have been better is to be blessed.
Like, well, we just had a caller that tried to tell me that we're not on 92.5. And it's like, yeah, we are, bro.
We're on it. Change to 10:10
Just because your radio sucks.
Hey, let me ask you something before I wish this on you. Do you get paid more to work the morning show than you do our show?
No.
Okay, I hope you get fired the morning show.
You know, you realize if I get fired,
no, just
I get
on
fired
their show.
From every show.
No, because Dan and Jeff sometimes can get mad at producers. So they may just say,
oh, they love me, bro.
Dang it. I'm going to text them this weekend and tell them you got something weird
going on.
You gonna,
I
got.
I might have
text?
Some disease or something.
You want
I
to
got
te-
it.
You want to text or you want me to text?
I got it. I got it.
Hey, what do you – all right, so now you guys probably lived in the house when you first moved here.
Who did?
You, like when you first moved to Jacksonville.
Did we live in a house?
Like in the 40s. Yeah, did y'all move into a house or did you have an apartment or how?
No, we moved into a house.
Okay. Like, have you had to ever help somebody who's first moved into Jacksonville try to get – like to that they ask you like, hey, what are some good suggestions of where to live?
No.
But I try to help people because I went through this.
Okay.
And they're a sponsor, they shouldn't be anyway.
Well, don't you just tell them?
Apartments.com sucks. Like, I have a friend who just got a job here in Jacksonville and needs to find an apartment in like 2 weeks because they start in 2 weeks. And they were like, hey, give me some areas of town that I should live in. You know, I looked and the places that are really nice and affordable, like there's Arlington. There's some places that they're saying like over off the northwest side. Mm. There's some what was it? Somebody was telling us, you know, some stuff off of Main Street. It's something I'm like, yeah, those are all nice.
But here's the problem: if you looked at the prices of these
new
apartments,
I looked at it's high rent where we live.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay that.
Like some of these new apartments are $2,500 a month.
Yeah, but
although they are sweet, the ones over by the town center.
I hate this commercial.
Which one is that?
This NCAA commercial, like the day of the student athlete. But not like these apartment complexes, and I know some of them. Like when you've driven by them or whatever, you go around. What they show on the internet,
oh yeah,
is completely different than what you're actually signing up for. I mean, these things look nice, clean, sprucey, and then when you come, they look like there's not even a – they look dark in the middle of the day.
Should there not be a law against, like, if you're selling a house or a car or something like that? You shouldn't be able to use a filter on the picture.
Nah, you shouldn't.
Right?
Like, I remember the place where I first moved into, it was off of Collins. Not far off that, right, I know it's a Burger King over there behind, like, they had that Toys R Us and all that other stuff used to be over there.
Yep.
So, and it was a gated community, and I paid. Like, it was a gated community.
Oh, okay.
They talked about how much, you know, this is safe and blah, blah, blah. Well, you asked them, and they're like, well, we can't really tell you about the crime rate because that's against it. But, you know, just know it's a gated community. I lived there for a year. Gate never worked. And they used to give us, like, this little sheet of paper. Like, that would always – now, the best thing about it was I could put my trash on the porch. Somebody would come pick my trash up, take it to the trash bin. That was kind of dope. But I got a little sheet of paper that told us if somebody – like, if something bad happened in the neighborhood.
Right.
Every day, somebody's car got broken into, somebody's house got robbed. One day, it was, like, just 6 or 7 sheets of paper. Then I'm like, you know what? I am out of here as soon as this lease is up.
I had the same thing in my first apartment. Here, my first apartment when I moved out of the parents' house, third day I was there, somebody got shot. My next door neighbor got shot. Same exact thing.
And then I moved into, then I got my condo, and that was another place. I got detained because they thought like I wasn't supposed, like the security guy that was just called up. Because there was somebody else who, there used to be white people that lived there, and then now a black guy with dreads lives there. And I guess that security guy didn't know. And then he just, like, they called it, like, hey, man, what are you doing, buddy? I'm like, I'm trying to get it to my condo. Well, we got to wait to make sure, like, whoa. I'm like, okay, nope, drop the key. That key, that's the key to the apartment. Let's wait until we get somebody to come
this
over here.
This is a real cop?
It's a real cop. They called a real cop. It was a cop that, I guess, that they have a cop that lived in the area.
Yeah.
But I actually liked the condo because they had had a basketball court in there. Then had a movie theater that you can rent out. It was kind
of
dope.
Actually, some of those new apartments I can handle. Let me get this list, though. Which NFL franchise is truly the most dysfunctional?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. This is coming from SB Nation. Here's their list of people that make the cut. The Giants. They actually call them a four-letter word, hurricane.
Hmm. Are they number one, or is this just a list of all of them?
It's a list of all of them.
No order.
No. The Jets. Now, the Jets is interesting because now there's rumors. There's two rumors floating out about the Jets. One is Le'Veon Bell may be traded for whoever plays.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That ain't happening. Why are they saying that's a story? Like,
he still hasn't shown up, has he?
I don't know.
Like, Le'Veon,
The guy from Clemson who got the guy, the twerker, showed up and he said that was one of the first people he was excited to see.
I don't know. I could be wrong on that.
You mean from Alabama?
Oh, it was the guy from Alabama.
With the braces, yeah.
Oh, my bad. That's the one whose brother we got?
Yeah, Quentin.
Quentin Williams.
Williams.
Now, the other rumor from out of the Jets is that they are pursuing Peyton Manning to run football operations. That'd be interesting. But anyway, they're second. They're in the next one listed. After that, they mention the Bengals. Which, are the Bengals dysfunctional or they just don't care?
I mean, they just,
they just
care.
Kept their crappy coach around for like 2 decades.
And now they're doing the same with their quarterback.
And Driscoll started a lot last year. He's the truth, bro. He's the future.
Driscoll is the future. Nice.
Next on the list are your Jacksonville Jaguars.
I can see that.
It says the Jaguars blew their only Super Bowl window in a decade. In a decade? What do you mean in a decade?
In the entire history.
We're going on 3 decades. It says the Jags have never had a great quarterback. You might be saying, hey, wait, what about Mark Brunell or David Garrard? But calling them anything more than okay is a stretch. When Blake Bortles threw 35 touchdowns in 2015, he destroyed the franchise record for a touchdown passes in a season by 12 freaking touchdowns. That's exactly what they said. There were 15 players in 2018 who would have had the second most prolific passing season in franchise history if they were in a Jags uniform. That includes Baker Mayfield.
Ooh.
Maybe their historical lack of success at the position is why they're still so hilariously terrible at evaluating it. After a dominant defense and a powerful rushing attack got the team to the AFC Championship in January, the Jags decided Bortles was worth a three-year, $54 million extension. Everyone who has watched Bortles play football laughed, and 1 year later, the quarterback was released, sticking the team with 16.5 in dead cap. The solution to the problem. In Jacksonville's eyes was giving Nick Foles a four-year, $88 million deal. That mammoth deal included a $50 mil guaranteed. Came despite the fact there were no other significant suitors for Foles. According to Mike Garofalo, the Jaguars paid him that much because they need Foles to walk in there and be the leader and were worried he wouldn't get the same respect at a lower salary. He says, smart.
Yeah, is that a real thing?
He says, is Foles worth that much? Nope. He's inconsistency personified with a passer rating at 96 or higher in three seasons and a rating below 82 in four seasons. He posts outstanding completion percentages by being arguably the best passer of all time at checking down well short of a first down. Jags could have drafted Mahomes or Watson in 2017. Lamar Jackson was on the board in 18, and they could have gone after Haskins or Locke this year. Instead, Jacksonville's first bet of relevance in the last decade is circling the drain because the team's staggering inability to find a worthwhile quarterback.
Tell us how you really feel.
I know, right?
Who's writing this?
That was Adam Stites, S-T-I-T-E-S.
Well, everything's going to change when Tom Coughlin becomes the head coach. Per Jason Lockenfort.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time now.
You've
reached a new low when you're Jason Lockenfort and you're even tweeting out information on somebody dying this inaccurate.
That's so inaccurate. Like, something you can eat.
I think he's just embracing. I think every day he's this way. He's become just like.
You think it's an act now?
Yeah.
Or he's like a caricature of himself?
He's exactly. A troll. He's trolling us.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah. The next one is the Oakland Raiders. And that's it. The Cleveland Browns aren't even on this list.
Well, right now they're trending up.
Are we sure?
I mean, if they go like 8-8 this year, they'll be on that list. And it'll just be like, oh, we were too soon to crown Baker Mayfield the king and all this. You know, he could have a huge sophomore slump.
Absolutely he could. Yeah, I think people may want to slow their roll on Cleveland. I mean, Cleveland would have been the start and the finish of this list a year ago. And as far as, you know, the Jags quarterback situation, you know, I hate when people do stuff like that about all-time leading quarterback and stuff. If you're doing that, like when Brunell was playing, you didn't throw the ball. It was a different offense.
The whole league was different.
Right, right. It's
yeah,
just,
it's, but he didn't. I mean, we looked at
this. No, I got it. He's, I mean, not.
It wasn't necessarily the touchdowns per se that were as bad. But, like, if he was, like, 25-12, but he was, like, 25-27 one year, wasn't he?
1 year, but most of the years he wasn't.
But that was one of the 3 years, that when they made their run. That's why I always tell people, like, when we brought that up, I'm like, man, people really bash Blake and, like, really love Mark. But, like, but Mark's stats, like, he threw a good amount of interceptions at least one of those years. I don't know how many.
Yeah, I'm looking it up.
When you're there when they're winning.
Blake was there when they were winning, and they still said he was trash.
But and they gave him a boatload of cash for that.
Yeah, he did it in the right year. That's the way the NFL works. It's called a contract year.
Yeah, you're talking about 96. He threw 19 touchdowns, 20 picks.
What did he do in the other one?
In 99?
Yeah.
Wow. 14 touchdowns.
How many picks?
9.
He was injured or something. Right?
I hope.
No, something had to happen, bro.
He started 15 games.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound too injured.
Did, like, Jimmy get over 1,000 yards? Or Keenan?
Yeah, he made the Pro Bowl that year. Like, he threw for 3,000 yards.
Did they just like get inside the 20 and just say, you know what, we're not going to attempt the run. We're just going to, I mean, throw it.
Freddie T.
How many touchdowns does Freddie T have? Like, maybe that explains that.
Look at this. Now you got me curious. Tell you what, let's look at that when we come back.
You're listening to the Sports Den on 1010XL.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got to do.
1999 Jags. It's actually pretty crazy. I had no idea. Number one defense in the league. Wow. Number six offense. Here's why you had the passing production you saw. Now, before I get to this, you had a receiver in Jimmy Smith that had 1,636 yards.
So, like, almost so half of his yards.
And then Keenan had 891. Listen to these rushing totals during the year. This is crazy. I'm just going to read. I'm going to read the good ones. Anything over, what, 120, I'll read?
Mm-hmm.
214, 137, 125, 125, 183, 152, 139, 168, 161, 181, 135, just in the regular season. In the playoffs, 257 and 144.
Wow.
Leading rusher that year was not Fred Taylor. It's James Stewart. They combined, though, for 1,700 yards.
Wow.
And it's interesting reading back through these games, like, there's a couple of games where I remember this one, Baltimore Ravens. This is when they had that defense. So it's 99. So would they win they won it in 2000 or 2001, something like that? Jags had 85 yards passing, 47 yards rushing, and won the game.
Ew.
6-3. I remember that game. That game sandwiched between beating the Falcons 37 and the Saints 41-23. So the week after Mark had 132 yards passing against the Ravens, he had 490. No, I'm sorry. The week after they had 132 total yards, they had 494 against the Saints. Mark was 3,060 yards, 59% completion, 14 touchdowns, 9 picks. Name I hadn't heard in a while, Tavian Banks. Your boy Big Sofa, 220 yards receiving.
Nice.
Four touchdowns.
He's got to be one of the top tight ends in history.
What, for the Jags?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure Kyle Brady's probably the all-time leading. I don't know. Mercedes Lewis has got to be the all-time leading receiver from the tight end position.
I mean, he caught like four passes a year the last 5 years. Now, most of them were touchdowns.
He was here for like 40.
Wasn't he one of the guys in the initial franchise draft?
Mercedes Lewis?
Yeah.
It's the original 10. Oh, look up his stats. I mean, he was here from 06 through 18. He had
1,600 yards.
He had 4,500 yards.
Oh, nice. Yeah, he's got to be up there.
I wonder what Kyle Brady had. But Kyle Brady played for other teams, so it's not going to be. Because Kyle Brady was here for, like, a while. No. He only had 2,500 here.
So it's probably Mercedes, Kyle, and then Micah.
Micah who?
Micah Ross.
You want to tie it in?
Just joking. Just throwing. So then Sofa.
Pete Mitchell. Let's see what he had.
I know who's not on the list.
Pete Mitchell was a really good player. Austin Safarian
Jenkins wasn't on the list.
Pete Mitchell only played 5 years here and had 2,000 yards. Damon Jones, let me see. But he only played 4 years.
I mean, all he needs is 600 yards to be on that list.
He's got 550. Played 6 years. That 2000 season really hurt him. Really hurt him. I think that's the year he got hurt. He had one catch for 12 yards. He only played in one game. They used to love him, though. Like, inside the building there, they absolutely love that guy.
The group I'm in, SOD, they give him such a hard time in the group. I love Sofa, though.
Yeah. I can't really think of any other tight ends. Who am I missing? There's somebody that I've got to be missing.
That's something you could put on your resume, though.
Top five.
Top five all-time tight ends in Jaguar history.
Very true. Very true.
Keep us up, guys. Make sure you go click it, stream. We got to get over 1,215
streams. Our numbers are good right now. Y'all don't let us down.
Just go click three times and tell a friend to click three times.
Share.
We're trying to beat everybody.
Yeah.
Subscribe, unsubscribe, subscribe again.
I don't care about it. I just want the listens. Just listen, and tell everybody.
We got to beat Jaguars today one day.
10 years from now. All right, y'all have a good weekend. Enjoy the golf tournament, whatever you're doing. We'll see you on Monday night.